tea is going to increase your libido, your sexual arousal, of course, erections for men, vaginal lubrication for women, everything related to essentially being horny. Now, is it going to cause you to be an unreliable partner? Absolutely not.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Hormones Happen podcast. This is a podcast for men and women like you who know the care we receive is dictated by greedy pharmaceutical and unethical insurance companies that want to keep us sick and dependent on the system. Screw that. I'm here to educate you on the amazing benefits of hormone replacement therapy while dispelling the bullshit lies created by the fake news in the media. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and I'm a nurse practitioner who owns and operates an HRT clinic. I've seen firsthand the neglect and lies told to men and women like yourself to prevent them from taking control of their health. Together, we can create a better future for people like us. Join me in the fight for your hormones. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Hormones Happen. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and what if I told you there was a hormone that can help heal from injuries, improve muscle mass, decrease body fat, improve sleep, and promote longevity? Well, you'd either call me crazy or you would say, you know what, Jeremiah, I've heard of this. It's called Sermorelin, or as some say, Somorelin. Well, today, we're going to talk about the four major benefits of Somorelin, including dosages and how to take it. But first, a quick housekeeping thing. If you have any questions that you would like answered on the podcast or any inquiries for the podcast, reach out to hormoneshappen@stillcity-trt.com. I repeat, reach out to hormoneshappen@stillcity-trt.com. So before we talk about the four major benefits of Somorelin, it's important to understand growth hormone. Now, growth hormone is produced by the anterior pituitary gland, which is a gland that sits underneath the brain, and it plays a crucial role in growth, metabolism, muscle development, and tissue repair. And growth hormone secretion is regulated by a part of the brain called the hypothalamus through the release of several other hormones, such as growth hormone releasing hormone, which stimulates growth hormone production, somatostatin, which inhibits growth hormone production, and ghrelin, which is a hunger-related hormone that also promotes growth hormone secretion. Now, growth hormone is secreted in pulsatile bursts. This occurs primarily during deep sleep, intense exercise, and fasting. But as we age, growth hormone levels naturally decline, contributing to slower recovery, increased fat accumulation, and of course, reduced muscle mass. Now, somorelin works by mimicking growth hormone releasing hormone, prompting the anterior pituitary gland to produce more growth hormone naturally. And because of this, somorelin is known as a growth hormone secretagogue.
Loving this content? Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for even more insights. And hey, while you're there, don't forget to like, comment, and share. It really helps us grow. Now, let's get back to the podcast.
Benefit number one, injury recovery and healing. Every time you work out or sustain an injury, your body initiates a repair process that relies on growth hormone. Somorelin enhances this process by boosting collagen production, cell repair, and reducing inflammation. In fact, studies have shown on multiple occasions that increased growth hormone production improves muscle repair and accelerates healing from injuries. But what about our joints and our tendons? Well, tendons and ligaments, they take longer to heal because of a decreased blood supply. Somorelin enhances recovery at a cellular level, actually making it very beneficial for conditions like tendinitis and arthritis. In fact, a study published by the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found that growth hormone therapy significantly improves connective tissue repair. And of course, what about people recovering from surgery, post-operative patients? Well, patients recovering from surgeries such as ACL repair, shoulder cuff surgery, they would benefit highly from somorelin to expedite tissue regeneration and control inflammation. On a personal note, the other day I was at the gym. I was doing an exercise called a suitcase deadlift. I don't recommend it. I'm just kidding. It's a great exercise. But unfortunately, I had injured my left bicep, some degree of a strain on the muscle. Well, it's unfortunate and it sucks to not be able to use your bicep all the way and to have any kind of injury, but it prompted me to actually try somorelin. I haven't gotten it yet, but it has finally given me a reason to try this. I've heard all of the great benefits from patients that I've prescribed it to. I've seen a wide variety of injuries heal with this, so I'm excited to try it myself. And of course, I will report back to you guys the findings. This leads us to the benefit number two, somorelin for muscle growth and fat loss. Somorelin enhances muscle growth by stimulating protein synthesis and muscle fiber repair. And research in sports medicine shows that growth hormone supplementation leads to improved muscle hypertrophy or growth and performance. Now, optimized growth hormone levels also increase energy expenditure by improving insulin sensitivity and making it easier to lose fat while maintaining lean muscle mass. In fact, a study in Obesity Reviews highlights growth hormone's role in fat metabolism and its effectiveness in body composition. So what does this mean for us? So basically, combining somorelin with strength training and a high protein diet enhances its muscle building effects. In addition to that, growth hormone optimization also improves oxygen uptake, cardiovascular efficiency, and endurance. And so this allows us to perform at higher levels for prolonged periods of time. But let's not sleep on the fact that growth hormone and somorelin also helps to regulate insulin sensitivity, which helps to decrease abdominal fat. Now, this is a common issue with an aging population, and of course, metabolic decline is just getting some truncal obesity, just fat accumulation around the abdomen. I've had several high-performing athletes come to me wanting to use somorelin to help give them an advantage in their training. I've also had people who want to use it to aid with, like I said, truncal obesity. Is it the best weight loss medication? No. But in conjunction with weight training and high-intensity physical activity, it's quite powerful. This leads us to our third benefit, somorelin for sleep, energy, and overall recovery. Since growth hormone is released in pulses during deep sleep, poor sleep can significantly impact recovery. Somorelin enhances rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, and improves the overall quality of rest. And studies in publications such as Sleep Medicine Reviews show that growth hormone plays a crucial role in sleep regulation and recovery. And low growth hormone levels are linked to chronic fatigue and sluggishness. And by optimizing growth hormone production, we can actually maintain stable energy levels throughout the day. Well, research also suggests that growth hormone can enhance brain function by supporting what's called neurogenesis and lead to improved focus and reducing symptoms such as anxiety and depression. When I touch base with my patients after prescribing somorelin,
One of the major benefits that I hear about is an improvement in overall mental clarity and just a more focused concentration on things that they either have to do or they want to do. I hear things such as, I'm so much more productive at work, or, you know, my hobbies are so much better now that I can actually think about them and my mind doesn't wander on other things.
If you're serious about optimizing your health, don't stop here. Visit stillcity-trt.com for in-depth information on all things HRT and TRT. Now let's get back to the show.
That takes us to our fourth benefit, surmorelin for anti-aging and longevity. It's no surprise that collagen production declines with age, which leads to wrinkles and sagging skin. Well, surmorelin helps to restore collagen and improve the elasticity of our skin. And in fact, a publication called Dermatoendocrinology actually highlights the benefits of growth hormone's role in anti-aging and skin health. Not just that, but growth hormone is also essential for maintaining our bone mineral density in addition to our cardiac health. And a study in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research actually found that growth hormone deficiency is linked to an increased osteoporosis risk. And they highlighted the benefits, the multitude of benefits of growth hormone optimization for skeletal strength. And not just that, but growth hormone has been shown to support immune function by promoting cell regeneration and ultimately enhancing the body's ability to fight infections. And let's not fail to mention that surmorelin can improve sexual function and libido by increasing, of course, growth hormone levels, which play a huge role in reproductive health. I had a patient once who was seeing me with a concern regarding difficulty getting erections. And after we talked about the multitude of treatment modalities such as TRT, tadalafil, oxytocin, you know, they did not feel comfortable with any of those, which is completely fine. He did also mention, you know, I'd like to get some better sleep and build some muscle in the gym. So we started talking about specific peptides and surmorelin came up. He started taking surmorelin for those reasons. And he reached out to me about 3 weeks later and said, you know what? My erection issue is resolved. The surmorelin was what I needed the whole time. Now, granted, is that going to work for everyone or is that enough support for everyone? It's hard to say, but I just wanted to kind of interject that little story because it's something that not a lot of us think about when we talk about growth hormone, but it does have a lot to do with our overall reproductive health. Now that we've talked about the four benefits of surmorelin, let's talk a little bit about the dosage, administration, and then just some best practices or tricks of the trade. So the dosage range for surmorelin varies widely. And I have to say, this is not medical advice, okay? But typically for anti-aging and general wellness, most people will take roughly 100 to 200 micrograms per day. And for muscle growth and fat loss, it's typically a little bit higher, around 250 to 500 micrograms per day. Now, a lot of experts in this field recommend cycling surmorelin. So that would be something like 5 days on and 2 days off, simply to prevent desensitization. Now, I've seen tons of people take this consistently for months at a time. I've seen some people take it for 1 month on, 1 month off. I've seen some people take it for a couple months on, take a month off. I honestly don't know how easy it is to desensitize the growth hormone receptor. But if you can cycle it, it does theoretically make sense. Now, as far as administration forms, it comes in either sublingual tablets or it comes in subcutaneous injections, which is the preferred method. Now, there are a couple tips and tricks you can do to improve the absorption and efficacy of surmorelin. And so the first one is to take it before bed. Because if you remember, growth hormone is a huge player in our sleep quality. So by taking it before bed, well, you're going to sleep like a king. And the other one is to avoid eating for 2 hours before use. This prevents spiking our insulin, which is going to allow it to absorb much better. And of course, like all peptides, most people stack these, right? With things such as BPC-157 or TB-500, specifically for injury recovery. Myself personally, I'm taking BPC-157 right now, and I'll be stacking some Somorlin on top of it for my bicep injury. So before our Q&A, I just want to answer a couple questions specifically about Somorlin. I have a lot of people ask me, is Somorlin the same thing as HGH or human growth hormone? And the answer is no. So HGH, otherwise known as Omnitrope, is the actual hormone that's being produced by the anterior pituitary gland, whereas Somorlin is actually stimulating additional growth hormone to be produced from the anterior pituitary gland. And the benefit to this is that you are not going to see that pituitary shutdown through negative feedback mechanisms that you would with human growth hormone. Now, I've had a lot of people compare the two, usually, you know, those in the bodybuilding space. And I've heard that human growth hormone, aka Omnitrope, does have a more pronounced effect, especially with muscle gain and sleep. But the main issue, other than the pituitary shutdown, is the cost. Omnitrope is incredibly expensive because it can't be compounded unless you're going to some underground pharmacies. And that's one of the main limitations, is it being so cost prohibitive. You have to get brand name through an actual FDA accredited pharmacy. Now, how long does it take to actually see results? So for improved sleep and energy, typically 2 to 4 weeks, pretty quick. For actual muscle growth, fat loss, or improvements in skin, a little bit longer, about 3 to 6 months. And these are just general guidelines. It's different for everyone. And are there any side effects to taking this medication? So side effects are very rare, especially, you know, unless you're doing incredibly high doses. But those include things like nausea, headaches, or possible irritation at the site of injection. And then, do you need to cycle it? So, I mean, you know, it's up to you. Long-term use, I mean, is generally safe, but, you know, cycling can help to, I guess, maintain its effectiveness due to not risking desensitizing the growth hormone receptors. But once again, that's fairly controversial because there are some people who are on this at low doses long-term for longevity benefits. So it's going to vary from person to person on that.
Testosterone isn't just a guy thing. Women need it too. The problem? No one's been paying attention until now. At Still City HRT and Weight Loss, we prioritize you with personalized treatments designed to restore balance and help you feel your best. If you're ready to start taking back control, call or text 719-669-4223 now.
All right, guys, welcome back. Let's get into the Q&A section here. Now, I do just want to caveat with this. I've been getting tons and tons of questions, hence the reason I had to make a whole new email account just for them. So probably in the next couple weeks, I'm going to be releasing a Q&A only podcast where it's just going to be Q&As, just to try to burn through some of those. So if you've asked me a question or sent a question to the email that I haven't gotten to yet, it's not that I've disregarded it or forgotten about you. I would never do that. I just haven't had the time yet to actually answer the question. I try to keep these podcasts short because I respect your time. So in the next couple of weeks, expect me to get through those. And at that time, chances are your question will be answered. But let's move on. I'm a 28-year-old male. I'm currently on 400 milligrams of testosterone enanthate, and I'm having significant bacne in addition to acne on my chest and face. I did have significant acne issues when I was a teenager, and I was hoping that you would have some recommendations to help. P.S., I do not want Accutane. All right, guys. This is a common occurrence. Now, granted, 400 milligrams a week, that's a lot. You know, it's really difficult to say what is a TRT dosage, but I would say 400 is probably a bit high. I don't necessarily know this specific individual's goals, whether it just be to step on stage or, you know, muscle hypertrophy, but 400 is quite a bit. And unfortunately, the dosage does relate to the occurrence of acne. It's fairly dose dependent, meaning the higher the dosage of testosterone, the more production of sebum you get from the sebaceous glands, the more blocked pores you get, and ultimately the more acne you have. Now, there are also some genetic variants as well. If you had acne when you were a teenager, like this gentleman did, you're going to probably have worse, more sensitive acne when you're on TRT. Me personally, I've been at doses as high as 280, and the acne was horrible. I've had to come down for that reason. Granted, I felt great. You just kind of have to step back, evaluate, why am I on TRT in the first place? There's no way in hell I'm going to be stepping on stage. And you just have to say, you know what? I'm done with the acne. So I'm going to go down. And to be honest, I feel just as good at around 200 to 220 milligrams per week as I did 280. And the acne has all but disappeared. Now, some things you can do outside of decreasing your dosage is supplementing with vitamin A. Typically, you may be 1 to 3,000 international units a day. Now, vitamin A toxicity is real. I'll be honest with you guys. I have tried mega dosing vitamin A before. Just me looking at the, you know, TRT forms, never a good idea. Gain advice from those guys. Mega dosing vitamin A, you can get pretty significant headaches. You just don't feel good. There are some severe complications with it. But just getting a supplement from, you know, Vitamin Cottage or Natural Grocers. And I don't know if Vitamin Cottage is still around. And using that once a day, once or twice a day, can actually help quite a bit with the reduction of acne because it'll dry out your skin so you're not having as much sebum. You might get some chapped lips, so keep some chapstick on standby. Vitamin E can also help. I do know there are some B vitamins that can help. And then ultimately keeping your skin clean. I do recommend a lot of guys use an antibacterial soap when they shower, even if they don't have acne problems. And then just use a scrubber, just a $3 scrubber from Walmart to really exfoliate the skin. Prevention is going to be a lot easier on this, guys, than actually trying to treat pre-existing acne. But ultimately for this individual, you know, if those vitamins don't work, I would honestly say if it's bothering you that much, I would consider decreasing your dosage and it should resolve. Does TRT make you cheat? Well, guys, this is a very interesting question. And the answer is absolutely not. Now, TRT is going to increase your libido, your sexual arousal, of course, erections for men, vaginal lubrication for women, everything related to essentially being horny. Now, is it going to cause you to be an unreliable partner? Absolutely not. If you have that seed of doubt for your relationship and you've already started to wonder about stepping out on your spouse, the TRT is not going to make you essentially act on it. What it does do is, I suppose you could say, decreases your risk aversiveness, it increases your risk tolerance. It makes you take chances on things I guess you would have never done before, but it doesn't change your morals, okay? And if your morals are to a point to where you consider that type of behavior acceptable, it's not going to stop you, but it's also not going to change that. And so ultimately, while it does increase sexual arousal, and I can understand how some people will say, well, my sexual arousal was so high that I had no choice. Frankly, that's bullshit. And if your morals are lacking before you get on TRT, unfortunately, TRT is not going to improve them. So no, TRT does not make you cheat. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode of the Hormones Happen podcast and hope that you were able to find some value in the information that was provided today. If you have any questions that you would like to have discussed on the podcast, please send them to the email listed below.
or message us on the Still City HRT and Weight Loss Facebook page. Remember, you are not alone in the war on hormones. Stay optimized.